Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're here at the Hard Rock as we get ready. We're just talking about the lineup and whether, you know, of course, the guy who's in from Fox and is an old fan guy, as a matter of fact, Kevin Burkhardt joins us as he comes east to get the fall weather. This is the weather you want to run away from. This is when you like California, when it's 50 degrees and howling winds. This is when you like Hermosa Beach, right? You got this used to that, right?
This is the question where, don't you miss the seasons? Answer, no.
No.
Mike, no, as you know.
You know, it's funny. I took my wife to Santa Monica years ago. Must have been, matter of fact, I don't think the kids were born yet. And we went and we stayed right on the beach in Santa Monica. You know those hotels?
Shutters,
right,
I bet
there,
you.
Right next door.
Yep.
Lowe's Santa Monica.
Yep.
And she's like, let's drive around. So we drove around. She's like, Brentwood's nice. You know, why don't we live here? And I'm like, I don't like how, no, this is really nice. This weather's unbelievable. We've been here like 10 days. It's been beautiful every day.
Yeah.
Like, why don't we live in Brentwood? So, like, she would have moved to California in 2 minutes. So it wasn't a tough transition for your family, was it?
Well, every time I come back, you know, see all the friends, all of our family's still here. So they're like, hey, you know, don't you get sick in November when it's the same 70 degrees?
No.
No.
No one out there does. No, it's funny. Everyone thinks, oh, yeah. No. Everyone here says, oh, California's weird. No one out there ever comes back because it's paradise.
Listen,
it's
as you know, I'm an East Coast guy through and through. You know that. We worked together for years. Grew up in Jersey. Everybody in my family's still here. And no, it's totally fine.
It's amazing.
70 degrees in December.
And you live on a beach in Hermosa, right? So how nice is that?
It's pretty great, Mike.
How many years at Fox now?
This is my seventh NFL year.
Wow.
So it's flown by. Fifth year I've been in L.A. because I was doing NFL when I was doing the Mets still. So, yeah, it's hard. It's like a snap, you know, 7 years in, it's crazy.
Kevin's one of the fan guys who, he was selling cars and working as an update guy. And then, I guess the big break was SNY, right? It was really the thing that kind of put you on the map.
No,
more than anything else, right?
It was Fan. You know, the Fan, because once you got on the Fan, it was like, you know, you're knocking on all these doors. And then once you're on the Fan, like, I'll never forget the first time I did updates.
You were a Dog favorite.
With you and Chris.
Yeah, well, Dog loved you from the beginning. I got to admit, Dog was like, I love this Burkhardt. Right from the first update, he was in love. I think he had a little crush on you.
Guys,
so he was
to me,
in
though.
Love with you, though.
You guys were good to me. But you do that first update at 5 o'clock, you know, and all of a sudden your phone starts ringing. Hey, where are you? You know, who are you? That type of thing. So really was
well, you
fan.
Hit it big. You got to the Mets, and then bingo, you took off right away doing that job with those guys with the SNY. You
yeah, that was great. Big. I mean, that was a dream, you know, especially growing up a Mets fan. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, it all led to the other. So I got fortunate that a couple doors got opened up.
How about the travel? Does the travel get to you at all, or are you okay with the travel still? Because that's the one thing about network. You travel a lot.
You know, I travel a lot, but not now because this is a pretty good stretch.
Right.
But normally I travel less time. So I don't mind traveling more if it's only a couple nights as opposed to Mets where it's, you know, 7 days, 10 days, two
right.
weeks. That's the stuff that kills
you. Don't
you.
Mind going two and back, or
fine.
Three and back. That's okay.
Doesn't bother
which
me.
You get used to your NFL season.
Yeah, exactly. It's a routine. Before you know it, the game's over and you're out of there. So that's pretty easy for me.
How many years have you had the same production crew with you every year in the NFL? Have you
every
kept
year.
The guys with the same guys?
The only difference was John Lynch when he took
Obviously,
the GM job.
And John, he's not doing too badly, you know?
He felt pretty good coming into the year, by the way.
You know, you could tell right from, first of all, I've known John forever. I knew him in college. So I knew he was smart, but this has been even quicker than I thought. He has really done I guess they're noticing now, Lynch has done an incredible job.
He really
job.
Has. I mean, I'm not shocked. I mean, you know him well.
He wanted Beckham.
One of my good friends.
Beckham.
I know.
And, you know, they didn't trade him there out of spite. He wanted that Beckham deal. He actually put a bigger deal on the table for Beckham. You know, he wanted Beckham to go to San Francisco.
Oh, I know.
The Giants didn't want Beckham to go to San Francisco.
He's been gutsy, man. I mean, the Garoppolo trade obviously has turned out great.
Great trade.
And, you know, they had that report like a year ago, I guess, when, you know, now remember, Garoppolo got hurt, but they had the report, oh, he and Kyle were getting along. I called him. I was like, this is true? I mean, couldn't be farther from the truth. They were super friendly, obviously, you know, for him playing from his dad. But, you know, when John was broadcasting, they were really, really tight. So I think it's a good mix. They respect each other, and it works. And they're good. Their D is really good.
Oh, the defensive line. They got, you know, they've handpicked all those guys.
I know.
You know, it's unbelievable what they've done. And it's funny, you mentioned about spite or settling scores. Shanahan would love to put a number on the Redskins. He hates the Redskins.
You see his quote today?
Father. Yeah, he would like to score 100 on him.
He asked about what he liked about playing for the Redskins. Said you know, coach with my dad. What else? There was nothing else.
Nothing. I'm telling you, if a coach ever wanted to run a score up on a team, this is the week, folks, because he can't stand Daniel Snyder.
Oh, yeah. So take that, the over on that one.
Yes, Mike. Absolutely. That is one. And they're playing great. You know, you're going to see them now. Listen, you're 5-0. You're going to make the playoffs. You're going to be in the playoffs. That's all there is to it.
I mean,
you play 500 the rest of the way, you're going to be in the playoffs.
It's a big win against the Rams, right?
Big win.
And Garoppolo had the pick in the end zone in that game, and he had a couple mistakes in that game. So he's still a kid. What has he started, 14 games in his career?
Yep.
So I like them. I think they're really good.
They are. How about you with the how about the baseball season this year? How's it been?
It's been good. It's been fun. I mean, it's kind of what we expected, right? I think the only thing we didn't expect was the Nationals. I mean, I know they had talent, but gosh, watching that team over the
finally.
Summer, you know? But it was like the dam broke. You know, when they won that wild card game and they came back, it just opened everything, and they just got super hot.
I don't know Kershaw. I've never met Kershaw. I don't know Kershaw. I've never interviewed Kershaw. You've probably been around them a lot. I have never seen a guy this good be so snake bit and bad, both. I mean, not unclutch and snake bit. I almost fell off the chair when he gave up those two. He struck out the guy, and he came in and struck out Eaton to get the inning.
Right.
And you said, okay, that's a heck of a job, two on. Brought him in with two on, which I didn't know if he'd bring him into a dirty inning. Brought him in a dirty inning, gets the strikeout. And I went inside, and I came back into my office, and I see the guy running around the bases, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And then he turns around and gives up the second home run. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this again.
That Soto hit that one to, you know, North L.A. County. I mean, that was just, you know, Mike, it's incredible to think, like, he's one of the greatest pitchers of all time.
Ever.
And it's not like there's a small sample
size. No, it's 150 innings.
He's a great dude, but I'll say this. I thought that Eaton, he comes on to get Eaton in that spot. You said bring him in with guys on. And his emotional reaction told me that's what he had to give.
That was it.
And, you know, to send him back out there again, he got ambushed. It was back-to-back pitches. And I think that at-bat against Eaton was what he had. I didn't even think he had to be in. They had the lefty choleric warming in the
He made
pen.
A big mistake. No question.
It's
he
like
had
a sentimental
inning.
Thing, you know?
It is. He's attached to him at the hip, and it cost him a trip to the World Series. And Washington just took off from there. And they're going to be dangerous in the World Series. I don't think there's any question. We're talking with Kevin Burkhardt. You know, it's funny. Kershaw, to me, though, went up 10 pages after the game how he handled himself.
Agreed.
He handled himself for a big star better than I ever in the roughest of spots you could let the team down, let everybody down. Everything you guys say about me in the postseason is true. I could not believe how well he handled himself.
He's great, Mike. I interviewed him last year. Last time I really interviewed him, I sat down with him before the season, and we talked about his postseason struggles openly. It was not like a taboo thing. You couldn't ask it. He's as good. That's why I felt for him, to be honest. I mean, I really did. That was tough to watch.
How about handling your all-star crew here, huh? You got your boys there, huh? I mean, I like the. Someone should tape the whole nine innings that you guys do when you're waiting, and just let's hear what they really say, because that group would have a lot to say.
That
right
would
there.
Be. I tell you, that would be a good show.
I
promise you. We're all sitting there watching that, and they're yelling at the TV just like fans. You know, it's unbelievable.
Three of the biggest stars in history.
It's incredible. I look over and I'm like, what am I doing here sometimes?
I mean, think about it. Look out. I mean, you got luminaries there.
No doubt.
Across the board, right there. I mean, those are big stars. There's no question. And listening to them, and, you know, Poppy's going through. I guess, is he back? Is he healthy?
He looks incredible.
He does, huh?
He lost.
I mean, he looks the same.
Lost about 30 pounds. Right. He's his normal. I mean, it's
got really, killed the guy.
It's amazing story that he's here.
I mean,
doing
think
well.
About it. They go in there and try to assassinate him. I mean,
crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. Hey, Mike, he's the same guy. It's like he never left. I mean, it's really, we were all wondering, okay, what's it going to be like? Do we tread lightly? He's actually poked fun at himself a million times since.
You don't usually see ex-players take a shot like he did at Stanton either. That was a heck of a shot.
He was strong about that, wasn't he?
You know, I said the same thing, but I'm not Big Poppy. I'm not one of the best postseason clutch hitters of all time.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, Big Poppy's numbers in the postseason are the best of anybody in history of baseball. They're better than Reggie Jackson's. They're better than anybody's. Better than Mickey Mantle's. I mean, they're better than anybody's. And for him to say what he did, that was I'm sure Stanton must have had his mouth open.
Yeah, I thought, and that's why he could say it, right? Because when he says something like that, that's what I love about him. It's like, and all the guys are in the same boat. You know, obviously they have the gravitas to talk about whatever it is, but also they're not above, you know, busting their chops. And we do it all the time, which I think I think it humanizes him. That's what I really like about him.
What do you? How have you? You know, do you have a favorite? Do you enjoy one event over the others? Do you enjoy one sport over the others? Or no?
I mean, like, it's hard to argue, right? I'm doing NFL and I'm doing the World Series. I mean, it's pretty great. I always have a hard time leaving NFL because I love it so much. You know what I mean? As much as I do love this, it's hard to be off Sundays and watch and not be there. But if I'm going to take time off, this is a pretty good thing to do it for, I think.
And the NFL is, you know, you really get used to that ritual. Like, you know, because I know guys, you know, who have done this as long as, even longer than you have, and it's become a ritual for them. I mean, you get very used to that life and that whole thing as the weeks, and they go so fast in the NFL season.
It flies.
It does. I always say it's week one, and then it's week 10.
Yeah.
It's like, and then you're in the playoffs. It goes so fast. This time of year goes so fast anyway.
Well, you know what? You're waking up. You wake up Monday morning. You just got back from a game Sunday night. I'm traveling usually Thursday night and then start the whole routine over. And then, so, you know, you basically unpack, and then you pack a couple days later. But I like it because it is routine, and you kind of have your ways to do it. And you know, I just get really excited for Sundays. I wake up Sunday like a little kid. I love it. I mean, it's just, there's no feeling of Sunday kickoff and just, I don't know, Mike, there's just something about it.
It's funny, Kevin Burkhardt, I remember the day he came in our studio for the first time, and I have to admit he was a little nervous. And
yes.
Dog was like, I like this update guy. And Dog always liked to make predictions about the update guys. Like, he, like, whether the guy was going to be good, whether he was going to be terrible, he was going to be good. But he had this thing for you right from the start, you know, and it was funny. And, you know, so we always used to talk about you, and he always gets such a big, because, you know, we had the two of them. Usler and Minko have been with me for 35 years.
I know.
And those were our two regulars,
the
okay?
Greats.
You know, so, and then everyone else would come and go, and we'd have all different crazy people come in for different times. And when some of them would come in and for the first time, you know, we'd always work them over and, you know, whatever went on. But I remember that. And we've had some guys who have done well. And look, you're right at the top of the list. I mean, you've had an incredible ascent from there. It's a pretty good life, huh?
The best was, look, I'm fortunate, right? And I love working with you guys. And the best was, though, you know, I'd be on with you, you know, 5 o'clock update, big spot. I'm like, all right, that was fun, great. You know, the next Saturday morning, I'm in early. And Dog's got his show on Saturday afternoon, the 10 o'clock spot at the time.
Right.
And he would come in, you know, he's like, hey, Burkhardt, just because you went on 5 o'clock with us, where's the St. Francis school this morning? Terrible job. So, you know, he'd knock me down a couple pegs, which I like. All good. All good.
It's an amazing run you've had, you know, and you know, for you, your life really, I mean, you not only went from there to Fox to the top at Fox, you went from New Jersey to L.A. to the whole deal. I mean, it was as big a transition in your life. Your wife had a huge transition. This was a big upheaval for you.
There's a lot happened, Mike.
It really was.
I mean, really a lot happening from selling Chevy Tahoes.
Have you gotten used to the lifestyle and everything? It took you about 10 minutes, right?
Didn't take long.
About 5 minutes, you know. People say, how long does it take to get used to? About 5 minutes.
It's pretty easy to do.
That's it. It doesn't hurt. It's about 5 minutes. That's about it.
It's been good. It's been great. It really is. I just, you know, it's been cool because all those places, you know, especially, you know, look, growing up a kid from Jersey, you know, working at the Fan was the dream, right? And now to kind of take that steps further and be where I am now, it's been awesome. I love it.
You you like the studio? What is more natural to you, the studio or the play-by-play?
Well, that's a good question.
Because it's different. It's a completely different, people might not realize, but it's a completely different art form.
It's
completely different. And some guys are very good at one and not great at the other. And some guys can do both. You're obviously a guy who can do both. There are certain guys, Nance, Costas, certain guys who can do both. There are some play-by-play guys who are awful in the studio, and there's some studio guys who are terrible play-by-play guys. So not everybody makes a transition.
It's definitely way different, and that's the most pride I take in what I do, is trying to do both well, because they are so different, and I know how hard they are.
And a lot of guys don't get to, you know, there's not a lot of guys who get to do both.
No, I know.
You know, the most guys are one or the other. Nance has been the guy who's, you know, and Costas, those
right.
two in this generation have been there, and they are both incredibly talented.
I think Mike Tirico's fantastic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Tirico does it, too, now. But, you know, you're right there, and you've been able to do this, too. That's a tough transition. It's a very well-rounded announcer who can do both.
I appreciate it. I think the one thing that's similar is that in both spots, you're trying to make your analysts look good. It's about them, right? So even when you're doing the game, the NFL
yep.
game, it's their show.
TV's their medium,
no doubt.
Yeah,
and then for this, I mean, look, I'm
you're the traffic cop. Yeah,
that's it. So you know, I'm trying to make them all on the spot where they can succeed the best. So I really it's it's not about me. I mean, you know, if I do my job, it should never be about me. That's kind of the goal.
Yeah, but you know what? It is, because you're really the guy who's got to be the glue. You are the quarterback. You know, that's it.
I try. The biggest thing is they have to respect me, and they all do, and they take my opinion and my input, which is huge for me. And I think from there, then you just let it roll.
What's your favorite NFL stadium? You have one?
That's a good question. I mean, Seattle's up there for my favorite.
It's just
a great atmosphere to do a game. Obviously, Lambeau is amazing. That's pretty, pretty good. Those are probably up near the top. I've done a couple playoff games in Seattle, and I've never heard anything like it.
Seattle is loud.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's just a cool atmosphere. So, I mean, I'd probably put that one, if not the top, near the top.
Do you ever do anything with basketball? I've never done anything with basketball.
I do a little college basketball.
You do?
Not much. Yeah, it's kind of my downtime. So I do a handful, mostly Pac-12 games, and I do some studio for that, but it's the least I do over there, yeah. I like hoops. It's fun, but I like having a couple days off, too.
That's not too bad.
Play a couple rounds of golf.
You play out there?
I've been playing for a lot, actually, this
year.
Were
you a golfer when you went out there? Or you just don't
I was
pick
not.
It up?
I was not.
And what's your handicap?
I'm not any good. I'm about a 17, 18.
That's not bad.
But I was awful 2 years ago. So I'm starting to play and get better and have a clue. So I'm into it.
Dabbled? You know, golf is tough to do on TV. You have to know the terminology and know the sport. Have you thought about dabbling in golf?
I would love to try it at some point. Yeah, I mean, I think
they'll call you out if you mess up something.
Well, that's the
thing. They'll call you out. You got to know every shot.
That's why playing a lot has really helped me.
It will. You got to play a lot, and you got to know golfers too, because you got to be able to talk the lingo. You got to know what a knockdown shot is. You got to know the whole deal.
Because you cannot fake that one.
No, because the people who watch are crazy.
Oh, I know.
You know, they're loons. They want to call in infractions. In other sports, they're not as in that sport. They're loons. I mean, they're all players. So in football, they care about winning a bet. In golf, they're all golfers. They're ready to call an infraction in. So you can't mess up.
There's no breakfast ball at the Masters.
They do not kid around when it comes to that stuff. They're golfers. Well, listen, good to see you as always.
You look great,
welcome
by the
back.
Way.
Thank you.
It's good
Thank
to see you. You, Mike.
Good to see you. Congratulations with everything. And it's nice here. I know you're just visiting, though, now that you're in Hermosa Beach all the time.
It's still like home here.
Yeah. These folks don't know what Hermosa Beach looks like, okay? A lot of them. I do. You know that? You can't wait to
get
back.
I can't lie to you. I can't lie to you.
I know you can't wait to get back. You know that? We'll see you later.
Great
Kevin Burkhardt back after this.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.